with him was fierce.
Defense attorney Dustin Kirby says the state's evidence requires mental gymnastics to ID Ibarra as the killer.
The evidence that Jose Ibarra killed Lake and Riley is circumstantial.
Veronica Waters for CBS News Atlanta.
President-elect Donald Trump is picking which of his loyalists will fill key posts in his second administration. And his choice for defense secretary is getting a lot of attention because Pete Hegseth faced an allegation of sexual assault. CBS's Wendy Gillette with what Trump's communications director said about it in a statement.
It says President Trump is nominating high caliber and extremely qualified candidates to serve in his administration. Mr. Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations, and no charges were filed. Hegseth's attorney said in a statement that the allegations were fully investigated and he was cleared.
Meanwhile, Trump wants Elon Musk to lead a government efficiency department, but a pair of Democratic senators want him investigated over his communication with Russian officials.
I'm Peter King. The demand comes from Senators Gene Shaheen and Jack Reed. Reuters reports their letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Pentagon's Inspector General expresses concern because of Musk's contracts with the U.S. government. An investigation may be a long shot. Musk has already been given a role in the incoming Trump administration. The president-elect takes office in just over 2 months.
More arrests at a Maryland university. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Three more students from Salisbury University in Eastern Maryland are facing hate crime charges and an attack on a gay man a month ago. 15 students from the school have now been charged after investigators say the man was lured to an off-campus apartment, beaten, and called a homophobic slur.
The Oscars have a new host.
HBO, when you make the movie about this whole NBC late night fiasco, I would like to be played by Academy Award winning actress Tilda Swinton.
That's former late night host Conan O'Brien. He gets the coveted gig for the 97th annual Academy Awards. It's his first time emceeing Hollywood's biggest night. Jimmy Kimmel did it the last four, but said no thank you this time around. The Oscars take place March 2nd. A lot of red on Wall Street this afternoon. The NASDAQ is down almost 500 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll take a little longer to get between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road. The DOT and Kenosha County officials have agreed to reduce the speed limit from 45 to 35. That'll be in place from KR to 7th Avenue. The changes start Monday. A semi crashed into four vehicles stopped at a red light yesterday in Kenosha. It happened at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street, with that intersection closed for a couple of hours. One driver had serious injuries while others had minor wounds. Racine County voters are urged to verify polling locations. There's another election next Thursday. It's a special primary for the county executive position. Four candidates are looking to advance next Thursday. The renaming of a Racine County road went into effect today. State Trunk Highway 75 is now County Highway BD. New signs are going up to reflect the transfer of ownership from the state to the county. And the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and the Disaster Response Team are hosting a free grocery giveaway tomorrow. It'll run from noon to 2 at the Village Hall. At the same time, they'll be collecting donations of toys, winter gear, and household supplies for Tennessee flood victims. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers get ready for Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately, and you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today, still remaining mild, with high temperatures reaching the low 50s with calm winds. Patch patchy fog is possible overnight tonight, and we stay cloudy tomorrow, too. Still rising to the low 50s, a shot of showers moves in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Jan and Dean in Surf City on WRJN. A lot of people think that song sounds an awful lot like the Beach Boys, with good reason. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys wrote that song in collaboration with Jan Barry from Jan and Dean. Wilson was working with a few different artists at the time, including the girl group The Honeys. Now, Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Your part.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. Yep, the Packers coming off their bye week. Gonna take on the Bears this Sunday. You can hear it right here.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers. Packers are 6-3 so far on the year. Bears are 4-5. And after the loss to the Vikings a couple of weeks ago, Packers looking to bounce back. You can hear the game this Sunday with the kickoff at noon, the pregame at 10 on WRJN. And it's all brought to you by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packer football, all season long on WRJN.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs, perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, if you're like me and you need to do some yard work this weekend, it should be a pretty good weekend for it. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 53. Sunday, cloudy and 60.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
We are are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the busiest intersections in Kenosha was shut down for a couple of hours last night. Four vehicles waiting for a red light at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street were struck by a semi-truck when the truck driver failed to take a turn. The semi ended up crossing all lanes of 52nd Street before finally coming to a stop at the Culver's. One driver had serious injuries and others suffered minor wounds. Even though people went to the polls last week, Racine County voters are being urged to verify their polling locations for next week. A special primary election is scheduled for the open county executive position. People can confirm their polling places through their clerk's office or by visiting myvote.wi.gov. The county stresses that voters in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Burlington should double-check their voting sites. There are four people on the ballot looking to move on to a final election in December. It's not just the moon starring in the nighttime show. In addition to the supermoon, the Leonids are in the supporting cast this weekend. Dixie Burns, an astronomy instructor at Madison College, tells people where to look.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. And a Racine County road is getting renamed. Starting today, State Trunk Highway 75 will be renamed County Highway BD. New signs are going up to let everyone know your map app might not update right away. The change is due to a transfer of ownership of the road from the state to the county. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sunshine today. Still remaining mild, with high temperatures reaching the low 50s with calm winds. Patchy fog is possible overnight tonight, and we stay cloudy tomorrow, too. Still rising to the low 50s, a shot of showers moves in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Oh!
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It says here, a study finds that people who work extra hours are more likely to drink more. So apparently we're just working overtime to pay for the drinks?
Thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
All the leaves are brown.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is all porcupines can float. So while porcupines use their quills as a way of defending themselves, they're also handy as a buoyancy aid. The quills have little air pockets inside, which help them bob around on the water. They're also good swimmers, too.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Got the